President Bush says he's confident that Pakistani and U.S. intelligence officials will come up with a plan to bring top al-Qaeda terrorists to justice. He says he and President Musharraf share a common enemy in Islamic militants.
I have made it clear to him that I expect there to be full cooperation in sharing intelligence, and I believe we've got good intelligence sharing. I have indicated to him that the American people would expect there to be swift action taken if there's actionable intelligence on high-value targets inside his country.
President Musharraf is a crucial ally in the fight against al-Qaeda and has come under increasing U.S. pressure to do more to crack down on terrorists following an American threat assessment that concludes al-Qaeda has rebuilt much of its operational capacity in remote areas of Pakistan near the Afghan border. There's also mounting domestic pressure on Mr. Musharraf following his failed attempt to sack the country's chief justice and an army raid on a mosque that left more than 100 people dead. President Musharraf's decision Wednesday to pull out of a meeting with more than 600 Pakistani and Afghan tribal leaders prompted speculation that he was considering a state of emergency which could delay upcoming elections. Pakistani Information Minister Mohammad Ali Durrani says President Musharraf has decided against imposing emergency rule. Speaking to reporters at the White House, President Bush said he continues to encourage the Pakistani leader to hold free elections.
My focus in terms of the domestic scene there is that he have a free and fair election. And that's what we have been talking to him about, and I'm hopeful they will.
U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice telephoned President Musharraf Wednesday following reports of a possible state of emergency. American officials would not discuss the details of that conversation. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the White House.